Hey there, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. It's the end of an era for one generation of American history. We're going to explain why in just a few, but we start today in Washington, D.C. Congress is back in session, and the House and Senate are staring down a pretty big deadline. It has to do with how the federal government pays for what it does. Congress has to approve bills that determine how the government spends money. So far this year, they haven't approved a bill. They're using a temporary solution, but that is scheduled to end this Friday. There was talk yesterday that a deal was in the works, but if they can't come up with a compromise, the government might shut down. And if that happens, some things will keep running. The mail will still get delivered. Air traffic controllers will keep directing planes. But thousands of government workers would have to stay home. Any trips to national parks or museums? Nope. They would be closed. So there is a lot at stake here. And Sandra Endo is covering the negotiations happening on Capitol Hill. Sandra, what do you have?
Carl, this week is crucial. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have to get together in agreement so that the government doesn't shut down. House Speaker John Boehner says he wants congressional Democrats to accept a short-term spending plan which would cut $4 billion. Now, the proposal would extend government funding for 2 weeks. The current spending plan expires Friday at midnight. So if no agreement is reached, the federal government could shut down on Saturday, which would be the first time in 15 years. Now, the House already passed a spending measure cutting $61 billion from the current levels for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. Senate Democrats say they don't want those cuts. They want to invest in areas like clean energy and other key proposals. Now, both sides, though, do say they want to work together to avoid a government shutdown, and negotiations are underway.
We have a moral responsibility to address the problems that we face. And that means working together to cut spending and to rein in government, not shutting it down.
It is acceptable to me to have $4 billion in savings in a two-week package, sure. The makeup of that, you know, is up for discussion and negotiation. That negotiation's ongoing, and I'm confident we'll achieve a conclusion on that.
Confidence, but also some fears. Democrats are saying that they think maybe Republicans would force a government shutdown if they don't get everything they want. So the key word here on Capitol Hill is compromise. That's the latest from here in Washington. I'm Sandra Endo. Carl, back to you.